Ada, my divine family, Sean Linnell, IBL, and this is The Word. Again, 29th of August, 2019, and this is the 17th hour. Discern one who has little knowledge, small knowledge, but by faith, has followed the word of the Most High, going up against those who discerned and knew the word of the Most High, from Genesis to Revelations, through all the man-made notes that are within Scripture as help, though they should lean on the Most High and the Holy Spirit. But discern this, how one was in the word and not in it, and given one who by small faith is in it and has found spiritual nourishment, may not have the knowledge as one who was in it. But look at this, you are in it with little faith. Oh, how grand it is to the Most High. It should be. It makes sense. But look at one who was in it fully and turned away in trying to steer you away from faith. Listen now to their grand words and their knowledge and that in which you believe to deter you spiritually away, for you to eternally lose your soul. Have faith. Be meek in spirit. It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with not knowing every single thing, but leaning on the Most High. He is all-seeing and all-knowing. He will give it that to you. Ask and ye shall receive. And don't look for a time to when that should be received, or trying to rush the Most High when the Most High created the essence of time. Patience and virtue and eternity upon eternities is in His hand, and it is in His glory. Stop complaining about bondage when you pay bills to Babylon. Do you have to request a service to even pay a bill? Yes. Well, don't request a service. Work your way out of it in faith. Be possessed by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, not by demonic forces. So I am not at fear of this word called possession. For the only thing that's possessing Sean is the Holy Spirit. These seas conspiring against the ones that seize. Oh, it shall not be. It shall not stand. And it doesn't. Thus said the Lord. Moving on. Discern again, strongly discern this. After ascension, your soul from the flesh with spirit of goodness into the divine and righteous realm, by staying true and faithful. All your works will surely be made manifest perpetually once you leave it here in good hands, meaning with good intention in which you put forth while living in the physical. These physical hands in which your divine words, the things that you love can be passed along in goodness. So leave good things here. Leave not trouble nor mistakes. Discern that the Most High has angels over His dirty work. And all His angels on His end are holy. who's going to sit and guard the pit so that the righteous can eternally rejoice in peace and freedom, and while the evils remain bound forever and ever and ever? Are you raising your hand to volunteer this? Worry not, for he has those chosen of brute and dread to guard and to keep while praising thy name. Oh, the Most High's name is so great. Discern the seven holy angels, the seven hosts, the seven candlesticks, the 7 days. How Joseph, again, since I have had in the past so many visions and dreams in regards to Joseph, how when you look at the wives of Israel, he has two wives and two maidservants or two concubines, as some may say, Sarah and Rachel. Excuse me. My mistake. Leah and Rachel. And how between his wives, the two, how Joseph, if counting the wives, the 7th son, but if counting Bilhah and Zilpah, he is the 11th. So this is a little food for thought. Discern sorcery, which you should discern what that is, versus archery, which is scripture. Be not part of that that demons and devils use to put you in their ranks, which you are not fit to be in, but yet people run to it. For these orders, like archery, the elect, his war angels, his sure prophets during the times of bringing his flock out of torment, was used and expressed by the hand of the Most High. Well, sorcery is by the hand of the other that does not seek the guidance of the Most High. So discern the bow and the fruitful bow, B-O-W, and the tree, B-O-U-G-H. Discern Leah and Rachel and Joseph, and also the 12 tribes, and how Joseph was Israel's favorite. These things are meaningful. You have the mighty and swift, the Michaels and Gabriels. You have the Lord Almighty with the anointed Lamb of the Lord as Christ our Lord. And discern this in Revelation chapter 17. The lowercase, starting with the capitalized Lord of Lords, King of Kings. L being the uppercase, the rest of the letters, excuse me, being lower. And King of Kings, the K being capitalized, while the rest of the letters being lower. In retrospect to the Lamb versus Revelation chapter 19, where all words are capitalized. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Almighty, uppercase. Discern the Lord and Moses, or Mosiah, and how Gabriel was the interpreter of the Lord, and how Aaron was the interpreter of Moses. The similarities of spirit, for your angel may be working with you. Discern again totems. Does not the Most High compare you to sheep, lamb, rams, goats, lions, and all these good things, which sometimes are expressed by the Most High as negative to confirm your sins in the evil ones? What about this astrology or astro, the heavens? Do not magnify yourself upon the stars where the Most High is. Has he put you there? Do you discern that in your spirit, visions, knowledge, knowing? Though he give and has given us, he gave and has given us, excuse me, signs and symbols, we are trapped in the concept of time, which rolls back like a scroll and is set aside as it hasn't existed amongst eternity. It is minute, but required for our souls to be raised in righteousness, for us to get these things right. We have calendars also, using as signs and symbols to capture the seasons and the cycles in which keeps us harmonized in his glory. Discern the scriptures of the rising sun, and it speaks of stars and the bright and morning star. The bright and morning star. The good one. Not the one that fell. For I rebuke all evil, and that in which fell to cause deceit and confusion and error and sin. Discern how Gabriel appeared to women, and how also the daughters of Aaron, or Elizabeth and Mary, through that lineage, if you discern. Discern Revelation 22. And also discern this very recording with the mere stumbles and stutters and energies as just flows. Yes, we see these things sometimes as mistakes, but I see this as free expression from the heart by the Spirit under the Most High's glory in the hand of the Most High's power. For I go back not to edit, for I want to prove that we have faults, for we do dwell in flesh. It's okay to make mistakes, but yet get back up in full faith, wear it again in all fullness and all armor, for your armor is surely is the Lord, your shield and your sword of protection forever and ever. Be encouraged always. Be motivated in spirit. Though we leave our homes and get distracted from time to time, but keep a good habit of trying when you step out to keep the faith, and when you're coming back to have the faith. Oh, let that be your mission. All praises be unto the Most High. And let thy grace, Most High, be extended to your glories and your precious, your lambs, your sheep that is scattered, that are coming back to thee. They are surely are. For we see. For we feel change. even though in darkness, when we are together, we feel this great aura, as if good people bringing their single auras merging into one, to where we feel it within our cities, our towns, our communities. Let this be perpetuated, O Lord, to those flocks that are yours, that have the seal of your name in your head, always on mind, heart, and soul. And cursed be thou who uses the mark of the beast upon the right hand, in which you should have been doing righteousness, but wickedness you do. So wickedness is in your hand. May the Lord bless these said words.